Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Every action has a consequence.
That's right, Becky. Steph is right. This is a simple thing. The match at WrestleMania is on. Your suspension is lifted. All you have to do is apologize.
What up, y'all? This is Violent J from the Insane Clown Posse.
And this happens to be Shaggy 2 Dope.
And you are listening to the Pain Clinic
on 1280
WHTK, baby.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to Pain Clinic for February 16th. Holidays today. It's a good one. Do a grouch a favor day.
Wow. We did. We're all here with you today, Cash.
Yes. The grouch. Birthdays. Speaking of birthdays, birthdays today. Former WWF wrestler. And I say WWF because I don't think he ever wrestled in WWE. Gangrel is 50 today. Happy birthday, Gangrel. David Heath, I believe his name is, a former husband of, who is he married
Luna.
To? Luna Vachon, that's right. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Join us March 2nd for UFC 235 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time, get there early. Hosted by us, drink specials all night long. That's March 2nd. At Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 235. And I'll tell you, a guy who used to live in Rochester is going to be fighting in the main event of that card. That's right, John Bones Jones, you know, the light heavyweight champion, is taking on a kid named Smith, who I don't really know. You know, kid, he's got a lot of fights in his under his belt, and he'll be fighting John. We also got another couple title matches in that. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. John Jones is in the middle of training. He's ready to go, and we will be there March 2nd. And thank everybody who came out last week for UFC 234. Last minute main event change, which, you know, man, I cannot believe it. A couple hours before the fight, the main event changed.
What kind of UFC event would it be without some kind of change?
Yeah, it really downgraded the card, too. You know,
how do you pop a hernia that close to the fight?
Yeah, it popped a hernia so bad that he had to have surgery, emergency surgery. I mean, it must have been ready to go. I don't know. Anyone have any hernia stories? No, I don't want to hear them. 222-1280
Weird Star. Weird Al has a song about it.
Oh, yeah. 222-1280 Star, 1280 is the number. If you want to give us a call, you can text us at that number. We're, willing to believe you if you text. And if it's funny, I'll even read it. Once I learn to read, then I will be able to read it. But I definitely wanted to thank you. Let me introduce the cast and crew. It's DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And Double B, Brian Burke. The whole gang is back together.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
I like that nice short pay-per-view at UFC 234.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about that whatsoever, you know, because especially when you got to do something next morning, you know, which at times we do, but, you know, not all the time, but it was bad. But it was actually, you know what, after losing its main event, it was a pretty good card overall. But we're going to talk pro wrestling today before we get too far into it. I want to let you know that Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGray's.com.
And one last thing. Interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater? Officiate. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. And before we get too far into the show, Today is their home opener. That's right, their 11th season. They're coming off an undefeated season last week. But Orangeville Misfit Militia Square is coming to town, a team that's ranked almost 32 places ahead of them. And both these teams are vying for playoffs for this year. So this is going to be a nail-biter. It's one of the closest games picked in the weekend. It's at the Dome tonight. Starts the doors open at 5. The action starts at 6. We got two games. The second game will be the B-Sides versus the QCRG Sub-Zero Sirens. They're from Buffalo. QCRG nationally ranked in the top 20. The women, the A team. But this is the B team in town taking our B-Sides. So B-Sides, you know, we have one loss last year, an incredible year. Both teams coming off an incredible 10th season of Rock City Roller Derby. Come on out tonight. And later in this segment, I will give away a pair of tickets. But right now, we're going to talk the world of pro wrestling right now. And, you know, when you're getting promoted for a big pay-per-view match, what's the dumbest thing in the world to do?
Get question. Arrested?
That could be it, yes. Yeah, that happened this past week. Unfortunately, Jimmy Uso.
He wanted to go back to the Uso Penitentiary.
Apparently so. Jimmy Uso, he was arrested in Detroit for disorderly conduct and obstruction following a traffic stop. His wife was driving, got pulled over, and I guess he got mouthy in the passenger seat. They threatened to use a taser on him, I guess. They pulled the taser out.
Well, no,
cops don't take kindly to someone, you know, getting in your face and calling you Oos.
So apparently Naomi was driving the wrong way on a one-way road.
Okay, that happens.
It's
on
all
occasion.
The woman's fault. Let's get down to the basic issue here.
Well, the best part is, and it's not in Cash's news here, TMZ reported that the cops said the car reeked of booze. So Jimmy Uso decided to take his shirt off and square up against the cops when they were pulling over his wife for some reason, until they pulled out a taser and he thought better of it, and then he went to jail and got out on bond.
That is, wow, that's a little bit more than I had in my news piece. Yeah. So interesting. And it's like, and you know, the thing is I was thinking about that and then thinking about the segment that they had on SmackDown this past week where they're going up against the champions. What do they call it? McMiz? Is that what they're calling them?
Awful.
It sounds like something you get at McDonald's, you know? Would you like a McMiz with that? No, but I'll take fries. So they're building up this big pay-per-view, and I think they're the best things about building up this match that they're talking, you know, that they're doing. But obviously the Usos will not be the destruction of McMiz. I mean, I think I'm beginning to think because of that would be almost like a, you know, a good thing to happen and not get when you don't get arrested, you know?
I still think that it has to happen though.
You think this will be it, or will be the next challenge?
Next pay-per-view.
Yeah, maybe they'll
push
it.
They do have Fastlane.
They do it. I'm just already getting a migraine from the car sound effects.
So, yeah, I don't know if that was the biggest news of the week, but that's the thing that just kind of stuck out in my mind was...
The other piece that wasn't in the story is police were actually tipped off about the vehicle going the wrong way by Mandy Rose.
Well, she's getting her revenge. I could see that happening. Mandy Rose, you know, I just found out this past week that, you know, Mandy Rose was dating Tino Sabatelli.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But now she's not dating him anymore. I think she's single because her and her mom went out on Valentine's Day, because I follow her Instagram, okay?
You are the biggest creeper in the history of the world.
I am not. It's Mandy Rose. I agree with everything that...
I have one celebrity who agrees with me.
Who's that?
Michelle Biel.
Yeah. But Cash is single. Mandy's single.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, believe me, I don't have a washboard stomach, you know, but... I would do that if it helped. Nevertheless, because Valentine's Day was this past week, and I mean, I was so sick of Valentine's stuff after Monday.
You creeped people on Instagram?
No. I just I have a lot of people I watch on Instagram, and there's, you know, and she just happens to fall into the news feed, so. She does post quite a lot, her and her best friend, Sonya Deville, there.
That's Cash's new code. She happened to fall into my newsfeed.
Yeah, okay, man, I feel like a creep now. Never mind, I'm not going to talk any more about this.
This show is off to a great start.
Will start off by just saying, you know, we do want to send our best to the families of Pedro Morales and Salvatore Bellomo, who both passed away this past week. Both guys I grew up with watching wrestling when it was the WWF. And Pedro Morales, Danger, I was thinking about this on my drive-in. Pedro Morales was another good guy in the WWF, much like Bob Backlund, who I liked, and that's probably the last good guy I ever liked in the world of pro wrestling. So, but I, you know, I mean, Pedro Morales.
You had to be a little kid when Pedro Morales held the title.
Not when, well, he held the Intercontinental for a while.
Well, yeah, but he held the WWF title.
Yeah, I wasn't.
WWF title between Bruno Reigns
in the 70s. Yeah, I wasn't a fan then, but I was a fan when he was the Intercontinental title holder. And he had some great matches, like against Don Morocco, you know, Sergeant Slaughter. He was a great wrestler, and I loved his interviews because he always go Vince, you know. He would like, none of the guys were really the greatest on the mic back then, and things have changed since then. But Pedro Morales, one of my favorites, and Salvatore Palomo was a guy who was like the jobber to the stars kind of dude. He would come out there, and he'd always be the fan favorite. And he would always, you know, put up a good fight, and then something would happen, and he would lose at the end. But he was, you know, he was an enhancement guy. And he went to ECW. I think he was ECW champion at one time, Salvatore Palomo, back when it was East Coast, before it was Extreme Wrestling. I'll double-check that. I met him down in Allentown. Wonderful guy. Just a very happy, friendly dude. And it's a shame he died very young. But we both of us passed. We sent our condolences to all their families and all their fans. So I want to put that out there. But some other things, you know, we got pay-per-view this weekend. Do you believe that this sneak up on us? I mean, that quick?
It is pretty quick after Royal Rumble. And the fact that there's only like six matches on the entire show doesn't help anything.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we got two
chamber matches, yeah, one of which is just going to be a giant cluster.
Yeah, the tag team women.
Yeah.
They're going to have to jam two women in every one of those pods. I know it didn't sound right, but
they've done a tag team one before, but like some of these tag teams are just thrown together. Like most of the tag teams are just thrown together.
Let's place an over under now on how many people Tamina and Nia Jax are going to injure. I'll set it at 2.5.
I'm just interested to see them both in the chamber, in the clean closed chamber. It'd be like squeezing a tube of toothpaste when they come out. Well, right?
They got to be one of the first two out there, I would imagine.
They are. It's
Bailey.
It's Bailey and Sasha, and is it Naomi and Carmella? It's
no, it's
Fire and Desire. Mandy and
it's Sonya Deville and
Mandy. Yeah. Fire and Desire.
Okay, so they
have a tag team name.
Well, that's
okay,
and they're like good friends, so but that's that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, but let's see, they actually have a kickoff show match too, and we're gonna get Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa
probably the second best match on the entire
for the cruiserweight championship. But it's like, you know, I don't understand why they don't just put it on the regular card if there's only six matches in the card.
Well, maybe it's only gonna be a 2.5-hour pay per view, and we'll all be happy.
Well, come on, you know, we had to make room for that awesome no DQ Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin match that everybody wants to see.
That was just thrown in. So what do you guys think about it? 2-2-2-1280, star 1280. What are you looking forward to? What's your favorite match on this pay per view? You know, it's gonna be a tough one, but I like it almost feels like a kind of like a treading water a little bit with like people like Ronda Rousey.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
And so it's like, and they try to like highlight it, but how can they highlight it when it's, I don't know.
They're going to highlight that one because Becky and Charlotte are going to get involved.
They're
going to
be ringside, right?
Well, Charlotte's guaranteed ringside. Becky, you know, obviously, as we saw Monday night, is suspended for 60 days because Vince can do whatever he wants.
Apparently, yeah. He didn't like that she mentioned him in the promo about, hey, your family's been screwing everybody. You know, it's like trying to do an Irish brogue as a woman, but it didn't sound very well. But
you can't do it as a man.
No, but listen, this is something I want to put out there. You guys, I know you guys all are in love with Becky Lynch. You guys,
well, they neutered her this week.
Big time. I mean, is that something Stone Cold Steve Austin would have done?
No. Well, he would have said yes and then stunned everybody.
That's what I mean. He wouldn't have apologized. I just don't get that. You know, it's like they think that that's why I threw out the text to everybody. I called it the PG Stone Cold. Because, you know, no middle fingers, you know, and she
unless they kick it up in high gear after this. And they start going in a much stronger direction. Having her apologize was the worst thing they could have done.
Yeah, and exactly what happened.
Yes.
And then they, of course, nixed it immediately after. 2-2-2-1280, star 1280 is the number. We've got Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing good. Are you looking forward to the Elimination Chamber? That's what we call a bathroom. No, sorry.
I am. Excited for that.
Okay.
Got a few things boiling in my mind today. First of all, to keep on the Elimination Chamber topic, I wouldn't mind seeing Liv Morgan and company win that.
Well, you know, when Ronda Rousey beats two of the three in back-to-back segments on Raw, you know, I wonder, they make them look super weak. I definitely would not put it on them. I mean, I would put it on, like, the Iconics, who are truly a tag team, you know, not two people put together to be a tag team.
Well, do you think discounting the fact that Tamina and Nia are going to win, correct?
I don't know. I think they're going to win.
Boston Hug Chase.
Yeah, I think they're going to win too. But you know, it's like I said, they're going to write this belt off in 5 months, like they've done before when they last time they had the women's tag belt. So
why are they trying to sell us like they've never had it before? They're saying the first time.
It hasn't happened in 18 months, so
yeah.
Average wrestling fan doesn't remember.
Yeah, past 18 months, if you forgot everything, so
yeah, that's how dumb people think we are.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Now, as far as Dean Ambrose is concerned, is he totally going to be gone when his contract's done or not? Because I've heard different sides of the story. You know, he's kind of praising Seth, you know, Slay the Beast, you know, is that his final little trying to become good before he leaves?
I will say this. When you go off the script on Monday night like he did this past week, apparently he went off the script. He was not supposed to say what he said.
No, he was supposed to say it more. He was supposed to say a lot more. He was supposed to explain the whole thing and go through like a whole memory trip with the Shield and whatnot. And he just said Slay the Beast and walked away, and they had to cut it short.
So he kind of did his own thing. He did. But when that happens, I believe we may not even see him on TV much now until the end of his contract.
Oh wow! I thought
then they have him beat EC3.
Yeah, then have him beat EC3 following that right up, which they still let happen. So maybe Vince wasn't too upset about it. You know, I don't know.
I thought there were still continuing talks back there of Ambrose trying to extend his contract.
Oh, I'm sure that they want him to stay.
They want him to stay. The rumor is that he straight up told them he will not negotiate anymore. Now, whether or not that's a work and they're going to build something off it in the future or not, we don't know 100%.
With what happened, I think it may be a
work. Contract's done in April, you said?
The prevailing thought, though, now is it started as everyone thought it was a work, and I was going, well, maybe it's not. Because he's doing interviews and stuff where he is just not holding anything back.
Yeah, he did some shows that I think he did Jericho's show. He did somebody's show.
He did Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder's show.
That's right. And so he did some shows where he was just talking about, you know, maybe he was talking about good memories from his past. I don't think
needing to have creativity.
Yes, and I think, and you know, the thing is you know, I don't think it's a work. I think he's done. And I think, well, you know, they will have him lose out the month of April until his contract's up. So,
wow. I heard some things last night as far as Naomi and Uso's concerned. Was that true? And she's going to be gone or suspended from that vehicle?
We didn't hear anything about that. I mean, these guys enlightened me to a lot of what happened because I just had the basics down in the news. But
we'll put it this way. The other Uso got DWI last year, and nothing happened to him, and he still got title matches all year.
That's right. And in fact, they won the titles, I believe.
And she didn't get charged with anything.
Yeah. And she was driving apparently a while down the wrong way on a one-way street. Now, listen, I've done that before. I wasn't DWIing. I just didn't know where I was.
Well, and I'm sure that could be the case. You're in an area you don't know.
True. You know, it happens. I mean, you know, if you don't see that sign immediately, you might be saying, oops, too late.
It just doesn't set good example when the other guy in the car jumps out, takes off his shirt, and squares up against
right.
you.
Yeah, and then they pull out the taser, and they're threatening to tase you. And then he calms down and still gets booked. But
Don't tase me, bro. Now, last thing, and I appreciate you guys letting me speak today. As far as ROH is concerned, I like that new faction they got coming in there. Juice Robinson, Mark Haskins, Hot Sauce Tracy Williams, returning of Tennille Dashwood, and a few others. Man, that they've got some good new talent to survive in the next couple of years.
No, I agree. I mean, there's so much. I mean, but you know what? We don't want to see those guys get ruined. You know, and fortunately, that may be the case. I don't know. What do you think, Danger?
I think that they're going to find themselves in a very competitive market for talent coming up, and they're trying to lock down everyone they can. And right now, they don't have – I mean, they're funded by a billionaire company, but the billionaire company doesn't pay all the bills.
Right. You think they're going to have to reach for talent that may not be ready, and that's what's going to happen?
I don't know if it's going to be talent that's not ready. You're going to see a plethora of new talent. you're already seeing that even though it sold out and the tickets are, they've got the money from Madison Square Garden. Those tickets have been sold originally, but the secondary market tickets are starting to come up on sale because you don't have anybody.
Yeah.
You don't have the names that you thought were going to be there.
We talked about this a month ago or maybe 2 months ago. I mean, this has been, you know.
And it came out this week. They fully expected to have Kenny Omega versus Okada headline that show.
Oh, man.
And now, and that's why Jay White is now the New Japan champion, because they went with the next guy. Tanahashi was just a transitional guy.
Yeah.
To get to Jay White. And the rumor is it's going to be Jay White versus Okada for the title. But we're less than 2 months out. I mean, the tickets are sold, so it doesn't matter, but they don't have a card at all.
No, and we're going to see. It's going to be weird what happens. Rick, thank you for calling. I got to say one thing to you, bro.
Don't taste me, bro.
All right. Take it easy, bro. We got to go to break. You're listening. Oh, yes.
I was going to say real quick, when he was talking about Ring of Honor, I wanted to let listeners know that on their Facebook page, they posted a video on Thursday from the Future of Honor matches. Jay Freddy versus Colin Delaney.
Oh, interesting.
And Jay Freddy did not have a neck.
Yeah, no, he does not. I tell you, he doesn't have a neck. I said that last week. I don't want to get called out for it, but we're going to break. You'll listen to Pay Click on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. We'll be back.
I don't trust you. I don't trust your old man. Your whole family has been screwing people over for decades.
Hey, Shane, what's my favorite food?
Quiche.
Quiche.
Quiche, yeah. Maurice makes an amazing quiche. It might be a...
Look here, man. Ain't nobody talking about Maurice, and ain't nobody talking about my daddy, Quiche.
Oh,
right?
Okay. So nobody's talking about Maurice. Nobody's talking about your dad.
No.
Should we be talking about Mandy Rose? Ooh.
You know what? Let's play the tag team test. Okay, if they're real tag team, let's put the tag team test on them.
True that. All right. Oops, check it. Check this. What's my favorite color?
Red.
What's my favorite food?
That's easy. Pepperoni pizza.
Easy. Hey, what's my favorite team?
Man, come on, where you from? San Francisco? It must be the San Francisco 49ers, baby.
You want to do tag team test, right? You want to do tag team? Hey, Shane, what's my favorite color?
Blue.
Hey, Shane, what's my favorite minor league baseball team?
The Toledo Mud Hens.
I only got one thing to say to you. Slay the beast.
This is Y2J Chris Jericho, the hero of the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man with Double B Brian Burke, Danger Boy, and DC Dan Cole, and you. And I can't wait for this guy to come back. He is so overdue. Sami Zayn there.
We saw Kevin Owens this week.
I know. Kevin Owens bowled.
If you want to call that bowling, yeah.
He bowls like I bowl. It was like a Facebook video, you know?
Kevin Owens lost some weight.
He did. I would say, speaking of Facebook, we are live on Facebook. If you're our friends at Pain Clinic on Facebook, you can watch Brian, Danger, and DC in the studio. And you see Peter in the red here bouncing up and down the chair to the Sami Zayn. Okay, he's not really bouncing to that. But welcome back to the show. I just want to throw out one. We got roller derby tonight, and I do have a pair of tickets to give away. It's going to be at the Dome Arena. Very competitive game, very anticipated by the Women's Flat Track Derby Association because it's two high-ranked teams going against each other. So come on out. Doors open at 5. Action starts at 6. You'll hear me talking the whole time. I'm their guy on the mic, unfortunately and fortunately. Last year I got pied because I talked so much. This year it won't happen. But, we're talking the world of pro wrestling, and I love running those sounds. You know, it's like when the Usos were talking about, you know, tag team knowing each other. I was waiting, favorite beer. You know, I was waiting for that one to come out, but no, that wouldn't have been funny, would it?
How about the Toledo Mud Hens getting a shout out?
Well, they were in Toledo, so obviously they're trying to suck up, and neither of them are face or heel. That's the whole feeling. I never got that from either of the side. I think McMiz got booed when they came out. You know, but I'm not really sure because I think the Usos got booed when they mentioned the San Francisco 49ers too there. Right, Danny?
I don't know why.
I don't know either. You know, it could be anybody's
It's not like they're
team.
The Patriots or something.
Yeah. And there's no local football team in Toledo unless there's one of those AAS teams out there or maybe an XFL Toledo team. I don't know.
And the poor people of Ohio, let's face it, it's either the Browns or the Bengals. So
at least the Browns have a bright future. Possibly. Until they brown it up.
Pittsburgh's pretty close, too. You can almost adopt them. They're that close. But they're also the hated team, too. But welcome back.
Pittsburgh has their own issues currently.
They do. Ooh. And speaking of issues, I want to bring this up. You see Cody underwent surgery this past week.
He is going to miss Double or Nothing.
Is he really?
He is not going to be wrestling on that show from apparently he had meniscus issues.
Yeah.
So they said he's probably not going to wrestle on Double or Nothing.
Really? Oh, I saw that the picture he had his leg brace on after he did post after the surgery that he was okay. I mean, they haven't really set anything up for him anyways for the card, that card so far.
No, I'm sure he'll come out, though, and announce their TV deal.
Yes.
Oh, seeing as they sold out in 4 minutes.
Yeah, and there is a TV deal, then.
They don't have it official or anything, I'm sure.
So, what, any idea?
This week, a...
And that microphone's messed up. It sounds flat. It has a really flat sound to it.
Maybe we should get someone in here and take care of that.
I just have
a terrible voice. No, it's a definite possibility.
No, because I'm picking up Brian sniffing pretty good on that one and coughing and stuff. So,
so they came out with a rumored schedule for AEW shows, and they're going to do Double or Nothing, which sold out in 4 minutes in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Then they're going to do one. I forgot the exact locations for all of them, but they're going to do one in June. They're going to do one in July, which will be Jacksonville, which will be the one that they do the donations to gun violence victims.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Then they're going to do one in August, which I believe is supposed to be in England.
Wow.
Then they're supposed to go back to Chicago in September. And then the TV show is rumored to start right when SmackDown goes to Fox, and it will be on Tuesday nights.
Hmm. Interesting. It might be a CW, maybe. We don't know.
The most I've heard recently has either been TNT. Actually, it's been TNT for the most part.
Well, TNT has been looking to get into wrestling, back into it, because they realized that there was money to be made that they left on the table when they switched. Because
they realized that when AOL took over, everything went to hell?
Pretty much. Look what happened to Spike TV. Now it's Paramount. And they're showing Bellator, which they had on the other night, which I got to admit, I watched last night's Bellator main event.
Oh, that was a great main event.
Oh my gosh! No, it was terrible. The guy,
oh, come on, 15-second technical knockout.
He kicked him in the groin, and they called it a no contest. They threw it out because he couldn't get back up. They gave him 5 minutes, and he still could not get back up.
I'm calling it right now.
Kick to the groin.
That was overacting.
It was Matt Mitrione kicked the dude in the groin.
It was overacting.
Who was Mitrione fighting?
Alexei. He was a Russian that was in the heavyweight tournament. Kicked, you know, it was terrible when you watched the replay, because he hit him square in it, you know, square in the man junk, you know, there was no, and this guy, they kept zooming in on his face, and he was like, ooh, ah, ooh, he's just making those faces for five straight minutes.
That's awesome.
And they actually had a dude pulling up his trunks to give it some air, you know, thinking that might help. It was...
Oh, I'm sad I missed that.
I was mad because it's like, this is the main event, and it ended that quick. And it's like, and apparently Bellator's got something going on that new boxing channel that they're starting, DACS, DAX or whatever. I don't know. It's a new streaming service, and they have Bellator on it tonight. But, man, if you guys saw that last night, I'm sorry. I was so upset because it's like, I wanted to see a good fight. And when it ended in 15 seconds with a kick to the groin. And they go, no, we're not going to say you did it on purpose, so it's a no contest. They're telling Matt Mitrione. So the show ended right there.
So we can talk about wrestling again. And
did you guys want to talk about wrestling? I'm sorry, I get excited sometimes.
So we just talked about Double or Nothing a little bit. Yeah. And before that, they're going to do another StarCast convention.
Oh, yeah, this is big news because this is kind of tags on what we were talking about last week.
This is huge news.
Yes.
So we've already talked about that Sting and Bret Hart are scheduled to be doing the StarCast convention.
That's true.
And Scott Hall as well. This week, it came out on Thursday, I believe. Maybe yesterday. I'm not 100% sure which one it was. My week is blended together.
I think it might have been 2 days ago.
That The Undertaker is going to be doing the StarCast convention. It is his first non-WWE booking.
Is that before? Because I know he's doing England, too. He has some dates in England.
I don't remember if it's before or after.
But he booked both of those.
Yes.
So, and he had to take any WWE mention off of his Twitter. He had to take, you know, there was something. He did that intentionally. $25,000 an hour.
I'm sure he's not getting that for StarCast.
$25,000 an hour.
Now, that $25,000 an hour is probably a number he threw out there to dissuade people who are not serious about paying
him. Yeah, I said that last week.
Yes.
There's no way. As a promoter of conventions, there is no way anyone's paying him that.
Well, Ric Flair was asking in an hour.
Ric Flair was asking a ton. He was
But he was doing a whole day.
He was like when he was with
He books in like 4 or 5 hour increments.
But he did the Ring of Honor weekend, and I believe it was $10,000 a day. And they were mad at him because he didn't fulfill his side of the obligation. And they say he still got paid. He got paid in advance, something like that.
Well, Ric Flair, like you have him do an autograph signing. You charge $100 a person. You sell 100 of those, you get your money back.
Yeah.
Something like that. You do the VIP, you get to meet Ric Flair, whatever. You can recoup your money on $10,000 in for like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
You can't do it freaking 25 grand an hour.
You couldn't get him to sign 100 autographs. The way people go through line, there's no way you could sell 100 autographs at $250 a piece in an hour and get them all through the line. You know, they take their little snapshots with them, and it just isn't going to happen.
And I'm sorry, if you pay that much for an Undertaker autograph, you're dumb.
Yeah, you know what? I've got a couple at home. I'll sell you much cheaper than that. 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. If you want to call us, you can text us at that number. No, I'm serious. When I went to that thing, when I met him out in...
I'm not laughing at the autograph thing.
Oh, okay, you're looking at something else. I'm going to say...
I'm watching the video from the Bellator thing.
I got to meet him, and he gave us like a handful of them. I have like 3 or 4 signed autographs from him.
I lost my Rocky one.
Did you really?
Yeah, I have no idea what I did with that.
Oh, man. So you don't think it's legit then?
I do have to say it's different, though, if you get the autograph and you're actually meeting the person, not just getting an autograph. And you weren't there, you never saw it.
Yeah.
It's definitely different.
Well, I will say, you know, I know he used to have to pay more just because they'd have to send a WWE lackey with them when they would go out and do stuff. Man, I just don't know. I mean, you know, I question the validity of it. Maybe I'll email him and see or message him on Twitter.
Well, I do know that I listen to Jim Cornette podcast quite frequently, and he was talking about when he was doing Smoky Mountain Wrestling and working with WWE a bit. Or maybe it was OVW. I think it was OVW, actually.
Yeah.
And he was working with WWE, obviously, because they were the feeder system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did pay Stone Cold Steve Austin $25,000 to come down, sign autographs for a couple hours, and do one appearance in the ring and not do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he knew Steve would do it because Steve liked the actual local promoter there and wanted to help him out. Or Danny Davis. He liked Danny Davis because Danny Davis like managed him when he first got into the business.
Interesting.
And they were going to do the same. They were going to pay The Rock $50,000 to do the same thing. And, he couldn't do it because they're filming Scorpion King.
Hmm.
But that was just to get people in the door.
But he's also was the hottest thing in the business.
Yes, at the time.
And when you're talking about just a wrestling event, you don't have people like at a Comic-Con, you have people from all sorts of backgrounds coming in. And when you're doing just a wrestling event, that will definitely help draw more tickets, and that's going to help offset the cost.
Yeah.
Whereas you have other costs that go into the convention itself. But speaking of appearances, if I could, real quick.
Sure.
April 13th and 14th, we will have Flower City Comic Con this year at Blue Cross Arena.
Yep.
We will have an upstate show on Saturday night. Yes, it's only one night, people. There's a lot that goes into this. Doing two shows is just.
Is it going to be in the? Is it going to be in the Blue Cross Arena?
It will be in. The main floor of the arena, but it will be there. There's a spot that we will be having in the arena. It'll be after the show is over, so it'll be like 7 o'clock at night. So details on that will be coming shortly. But then on Sunday the 14th, we will have WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan at the convention. So come on down. Bring your 2x4s. I don't think they'll let you bring the 2x4s in. But
they might.
They might.
There's no metal in them. They can get wanded, you know. They can get wanded. But you could sell. You could sell them for maybe $250 each to get signed, and you can make a killing. Just go down to 84 Lumber and cut them up into like pieces. You know, I'm just saying. I'm a connoisseur and trying to make money here too. 222-1280.
You're a swindler.
Star 12 is the number. We got Brian on the phone. Brian, what's up?
Hey, tough guy.
Tough guy. Ho. Okay.
Yeah, I've got to do that whole part.
All right.
With this Monday night, I was listening to the show and you guys were mentioning about Charlotte Flair from the match. And
I know. You hate Charlotte Flair. Go on.
I do. I do. I think she's overrated.
Did she look different to you, Cash?
Yes. She got her mole removed.
Yeah, she got her mole removed. Yes. Moly. It was removed.
I think she's overrated and I think she's being like her father. I hate to say it, but it's the truth.
Of course.
Speaking about her father, this Monday night on Raw, they were going to be celebrating his 70th, I think it is, 70th birthday or something like
70th
that.
70th birthday, yeah, he's turning 70, and we're going to celebrate it on Monday Night Raw.
On Raw, what do you think's going to happen with that?
Becky Lynch is going to slap him and knock him down. I'm just going to throw that out now because she needs to create some heat here.
Someone's going to get a pie in the cake in the face. It's a guarantee.
I'm saying this for joking around. Why don't the rich get a pie in the face? I mean, he's always no. I'm just kidding, Rich. I'm just kidding, Rich. I love you, buddy.
He's had a pie in the face.
I've had a pie. It was about a year ago at roller derby.
He's not the only member of the show that's had a pie in the face.
What it was is people voted with dollars, and apparently I got enough dollars that the pie went that I had to sit down and take it in the face. So.
Well, anyways, going back to what I'm saying, I'm sorry, guys, being mean to Richie, I'm sorry.
That's okay, Brian. You're never getting through again, but go ahead. No,
But no, I was sitting here thinking about, you know, this Monday night on Raw, Ric Flair's birthday, and I'm thinking, but then I'm thinking, wait a minute, do you think anybody at the Four Horsemen might show up?
Oh, that'd be great. We know Arn works for him, so maybe Arn might be involved in it because he's one of the agents.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Thank you, Rich. I still love you, buddy.
I know. It's okay, buddy. I was just kidding. 222-1280, star 1280. Hey, make sure he doesn't get it through again, okay? Just telling the phone screener there. All right, we're going to go to break on that right now. If anyone's interested in going to roller derby right now, caller 12. I got two tickets, too. They'll be at the door. All you got to do is give us a call at 222-1280, star 1280, and get a pair of tickets to Rock City Roller Derby's home opener. They finished 8-0 last year, starting off the season against a very, very competitive team. It's going to be a great match. Great game. So 222-1280 starts away. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
And I have been getting interrupted every single time I come out here. And what's worse is that my album was not nominated at the Grammys.
I'm not going to accept your apology. They may. I'm not, okay? Which means, let's see, that suspension runs out 5 days after this WrestleMania. We need someone to take your place, someone with charisma, someone with charm, someone who knows their lane and they stay in it. We need someone who's going to take Ronda to the limit. We need Charlotte Flair.
So, yes, I punched you in the face, and yes, I slapped you in the face, but yes, if all that's keeping me away from my dream is two little words, then. Stephanie, Triple H, I'm sorry. Now that nonsense is out of the way, we have a deal. My path to WrestleMania is clear for me to get my hands on Ronda Rousey, right? Because if anybody tried to steal my dream away from me, they would find themselves in the fight of their lives. You understand that?
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. The Miz, thank you, buddy. Back in the good old days when we used to get the...
Tool sucks.
The what?
Tool sucks.
Hey... That's right. Jeff Toole, quarterback, is terrible. But that was a joke from years ago. So, hey, we already got a winner for the ticket, so thank you for calling if you're still trying. But, we got this pay-per-view this weekend.
SmackDown Gauntlet match.
Let's talk about that in a second. But I did want to mention that we talked about StarCast 2 there. And we had an opportunity for on the show to get some press media credentials. And it's like, but we just have to fly out to Vegas for the weekend, you know? It's like, man.
You're saying it like it's a bad thing.
I know,
the
but
only problem is like, man, we have to go to Vegas for a weekend.
The problem is the cost of the tickets because it's a holiday weekend is the big issue right now.
Yeah. And I will say that.
Road trip.
I would love to do it, and I would believe me. Please come closer to Rochester, and there might be a chance. But, man, I love Vegas, but you can't do Vegas in 2 days, you know?
Challenge accepted.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't need to sleep, you know that, right?
We got sponsors, right?
You probably can get some inexpensive plane tickets because it seems like you can go into Vegas because they know you're going to leave a lot of money behind. But I would love to. When they were in Chicago, it was a dream to get there, and it wasn't that. It was an 11-hour drive, so it didn't happen there either. But my friend Vinny Paulino went there, and he was telling me all these great stories, and it's like, oh, I definitely want to go.
Well, suppose they're going back to Vegas to Chicago, so
well, we'll do the next one then, man. You know, We will do the next one.
I mean, if we need to send somebody to Vegas, I mean, I will volunteer.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have to volunteer your the cash, too, to get there.
So. I volunteer cash, too.
Oh, you want me to sign up then? I'll sign up.
Well, hell no.
You're the cash man, you're the cash. So you're paying.
Oh, I see. I forget. The double. Gotcha. Double indemnity there. But then, nevertheless, we have to you do want to talk about the match on SmackDown Danger that went probably over an hour.
Over an hour was awesome.
Over an hour and maybe 15 minutes, I think, because it started like right before 9 o'clock. You know, it was like,
it was awesome.
Yeah, we got to see the you start off with Kofi Kingston against the champion. In my day, when the champion lost, he lost the belt. Did not lose the belt. He just lost the first match of the and it was pretty cool. Kofi, getting a huge kudos and a plug, and now he's part of the Elimination Chamber match. But he ran the gauntlet, man, against Randy Orton, which you know they had a feud years ago.
He didn't touch Randy Orton.
I know. But Randy Orton was one of the guys that
I wish he would have beaten AJ Styles, and if Randy Orton did what he did, it would have been a better ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. But he went through everybody. Samoa Joe, he went through everybody who's in that match and beat everyone. And kudos, man. It's like, you know, and I mean, it always seems like whenever someone gets hurt, you always got to throw the New Day in. Someone from the New Day's got to get put in, because they've done that before.
It's usually Kofi.
Yeah, and it usually is Kofi. And Kofi, but he had like, you know, history with Randy Orton. That's why I brought Randy Orton. I know he didn't touch him, and it was pretty much, you know, he was in and out in about, 2 seconds. If you blinked your eyes, you missed Randy Orton in that match.
If you didn't know it was coming, you haven't been watching WWE for very long.
Yeah. Danny?
I was just going to say, between Kofi's performance in that gauntlet match and then the video the New Day released this week, it was a great day. It was a great week for them. Did you see the video?
I have not seen the video.
I saw the video.
Where they recreated the infamous barbershop scene.
Who got put through the window?
Kofi was Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
Xavier was Marty Jannetty.
Okay, so
leaving Big E to be Brutus.
So he got to lean over through the broken window.
Wearing period-appropriate attire as well.
Oh, man. I've seen a lot of people wearing that Shawn Michaels period appropriate stuff. You know, Mandy Rose did it this past week. So, but no, I'm going to have to go back and catch that now. Yeah, it's been a good week for the New Day, you know, and it's like.
I do feel terrible for Mustafa Ali, because he does have a legitimate concussion, and that was supposed to be his spot. All that stuff was supposed to happen to him.
So he was supposed to run
the gauntlet like that.
Oh, man. And that was an exciting match. I mean, you know, I mean. Start off with a champ, you know? I mean, man. But nevertheless, it was pretty cool. And it's like, you know, in our wrestling fantasy league, I'm sure someone did very well. Did we start yet?
Yeah, we started Monday.
I was going to say, someone probably did very well if they had Kofi
Kingston. The day my guy lost his title.
Oh, yeah.
My Chad Gable, who looked phenomenal. That was a great match, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, man. And I like, you know, and that's another thing. Is it, was that a swerve? What was it? DT...
No.
Follow the rules.
The FTR?
FTR, that's what I mean. I was going to say DTF, but it's FTR, yes. Follow the rules. We got to see the Revival win the tag belts after apparently there's nothing but complaining going on from them and them asking for their release in their tights and everything, as we mentioned months ago. But I like it. I mean, I like those guys. I think that, you know, they remind me so much of like Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard when they
were
champs.
They woke up the crowd.
They did. You are right. They
got the crowd, who was absolutely dead, into the night in the third hour. That's hard to do.
Yeah, I know. The third hour is always one of those tough ones on WWE, too, to keep people...
And not just props him. Chad Gable was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, he's a great wrestler. I mean, yes. Hopefully this will continue on. We'll get maybe like a more of a feud between the two, you know?
And that finishing sequence was outstanding.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. I like tag. Good tag team wrestling, and Revival is always a good tag team out there. Even when they lose, they can do the comedy matches. They can do everything. You know, they put silly stuff into it, which is hilarious, catches everyone's attention. And but they also can go out there and mechanic wise do everything.
I was gonna say, you mentioned the great wrestling, but then the comedy too. Their backstage interview, where I just love where he refers to her as Charles.
Yeah. It's definitely some. They're one of my favorite teams, and I'm glad that they. You know, you figure they are eventually going to get recognized when they won that gauntlet match, or that was it, a four corners tag match for the winner got to take on the champions a couple weeks ago. It was, you know, and I think they're just, maybe the WWE's eyes were opened that these guys are really, really good, and you can do something with them. You can do anything with them.
And admittedly, too, I think all of us here on the Pain Clinic are always going to be a bit biased just because of that match we saw in Toronto.
Yeah. Probably the greatest tag match I've ever seen. So, or one of them at least. So that man, they're just definitely talented. I mean, if you differ, give us a call 222-1280 *1280. Got some news. We didn't really go through. John Cena. It looks like he's got a job hosting "Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?" And I would say no. If it was him asking the question, is he smarter than a fifth grader? No, he is. College graduate. But he'll be on – it's a Nickelodeon version of the show, and they're looking break out of their rating slumps from Nickelodeon and have
Johnson. Yeah, they're doing a lot of things that they're reviving or bringing back. They're bringing back all that with Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, I saw that. He's going to be like executive producer, and which all that was a very funny show.
Yes,
you know?
It was.
You know,
what's Amanda Bynes doing?
Yeah, nothing. I don't know. It depends if she's locked up or not. But so that's pretty cool. I see that Jake Hager is going to has a second fight for Bellator now after winning that first round one a couple weeks ago. It'll be May 11th in Rosemont. There's not an opponent yet, but he'll be fighting. Maybe they'll get another bouncer to come in.
Whoever's bouncing at the club next door.
Yeah, the club next door will bring the bouncer in. You know,
as long as he makes weight, he's in.
Sure. So one last thing before we go to break one more time. Interesting, if you're a fan of Total Divas, or actually the Bellas, whatever they're Bellas.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, well, no, there's nothing wrong with Total Bellas. But Daniel Bryan was on it last week, and actually they caught on video him talking about how he just signed a 3-year contract with WWE back in September. So all that time we were speculating on him, you know, possibly taking a hike. Obviously he did sign a contract, but, you know, this is – footage from back when he was up in the air about, you know, go with these guys or go with my friends, you know, and he's stuck with WWE. So pretty cool. I kind of like what he's doing now. I don't care. And Danger, you said that there might be an addition to.
I keep hearing that rumor.
There might be an addition. Someone we might know or have heard of before, possibly. We won't say too much, but
That's the rumor. I can't guarantee it for sure.
Someone might have sat in this room at one point.
Might have been in this room. He might have carried a giant hammer at one time when he came out to the ring. But we're going to go to break on that. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Sadist with an unrepentant soul. So if you go into WrestleMania with the mindset that you will do anything, including taking the beating that will designate WrestleMania as the last match of your career, that is a task that we call a suicide mission.
This is Kane from WWE on 1280 WHTK, Rochester's Sports Talk.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. The old school Nakamura music, I still like it. I remember, you know, speaking of when we were up in Toronto for that great revival match against guys who are apparently are heels now in NXT. But they came out with a violinist during this. That they had the four violinists circling Nakamura. Pretty cool. It was like, it's just never lived malice. I love that. And then, you know, it's funny is I think that I've heard this song before in a commercial too with that violin. One of the violinists probably wrote it. But very cool. Love Nakamura's music. You cannot beat that. That's for sure. Welcome back to the show. Pain Clinic. We got one last segment. It's going to be a shorty here because we don't have much time left. But man, some other news. Squeeze out real quick. Shane McMahon's going to be on NCIS Los Angeles coming up March 31st. Do you guys watch that show? No, I
have at times.
There's a lot of shows that have like letters in front of them. I just don't watch most of those. You know, NCIS.
All created by Dick Wolf.
Yeah, Dick Wolf. Yes. Good old Dick Wolf.
That guy's got to be loaded.
Yeah, he must be. But Shane McMahon's going to be appearing, and it's like that's a show with LL Cool J, Chris O'Donnell, who were back in March of 2014 on Raw to promote this show. So, which I guess maybe it's a little, you know, you'll give a little take a little. Sonya Deville's going to be joining season 9 of Total Divas.
And we lose the Bellas.
Do we?
Yeah, the Bellas are not going to be on it.
And we also lose Lana because nobody likes her on the show, apparently. And but the negative, that means we also lose Rusev.
Oh, bummer. I like Rusev. Lana, and I can live without him.
But they're adding Ronda Rousey.
No way.
Yeah.
So it's already done then. It's got to be.
They haven't officially announced Ronda, but there is the people have seen cameras around her at her ranch for Total Divas.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she really a diva? Oh,
they had Paige on there, and she was labeled as the anti-diva.
Yeah. Well, but speaking of Paige, her movie's coming out this week. You guys going to go see Wrestling With My Family? It's The Rock. Sorry. I've seen the commercial a million times. It's like over and over and over.
I'll wait for Netflix.
You wait for Netflix?
I was going to say this. I was surprised, and I'm going to check it now. It's 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Wow.
92%.
Wow.
That's surprising.
I mean, part of me is intrigued because it was written and directed by Stephen Merchant, who I've always been a fan of.
Yes.
Plus the cast of it.
Yeah, Nick, the guy from the guy who plays her dad is the dude from Shaun of the Dead, the big guy.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I can't think of his name.
I can't think of his name either. But yeah.
But then Lena Headey plays her mother, who, if you don't know who that is, then maybe you know Cersei Lannister.
Yep. Oh, God,
it's going to bug me. What the hell is his name?
Yeah, it's Nick something. It's Nick something. I know that. And it, yeah,
Nick Frost.
Nick Frost. He was in. He was in. You know, Shaun of the Dead. He's been in, you know, him and Simon Pegg are like buddies in a couple movies. They were in another movie together too. Something Fuzz. I can't remember. But
Hot
never,
Fuzz?
Hot Fuzz, yeah. He was like the local cop, and Simon Pegg was the super cop coming to town. It's a good movie. It's a fun movie. But yeah, that's coming out this week, man. And it's like, looks like there's going to be tons of WWE cameos in it. So you definitely want to check that out. And Paige has been just promoting it everywhere. You know, it's like crazy. You know, I mean, she needs something to do, but she got really long hair now. I don't know if it's extensions or what, but it's.
And Vince Vaughn is a trainer in it.
Vince Vaughn, yeah, he's a WWE trainer. He's seen me in the training today. We gotta get out of here. We got 10 seconds left. We'll see you next week, and we'll talk about what happens in the Elimination Chamber that we can talk about. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll see you next week.